One of the big political showdowns of 2021 is happening right now in Georgia. The Senate runoffs pit Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler against Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. The prize could be monumental for Democrats. If they win the seats, they will control the Senate and the House with Joe Biden as president. NPR's Sarah McCammon is in Dalton, Georgia, about 90 miles north of Atlanta. It's where President Trump held a rally last night. Hey, Sarah.
Hi there.
What's it like where you are right now with so much power in the balance?
Well, there is just so much attention on Georgia right now. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent on these runoff races because everyone's well aware of the stakes here. We're seeing activists and volunteers all over the state, many from out of state, working on get-out-the-vote operations for both parties' candidates, and also major surrogates in the form of President Trump, President-elect Biden, and others over the past few days. Because as we know, this runoff really is about so much more than Georgia.
You attended President Trump's rally last night, and during that rally, the president continued to claim there was fraud in the November election, which is not true. And then there's that remarkable phone call the president made trying to convince Georgia's Secretary of State to find votes for him. What are you hearing from people there about it?
Well, Republican voters, or at least Trump supporters, are very much taking their cues from the president. I spoke to Colette Devine over the weekend at a rally, really a prayer march outside the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta. She'd come from her home in North Georgia to this event, which was organized by one of these out-of-state groups. And like so many conservative voters I've met in the last few days, she has fully absorbed the message coming from President Trump and many other Republicans. Again, despite the many repudiations of this idea of election fraud by the courts and by Republican elections officials, she believes the conspiracy theories about voter fraud, and she says she's concerned about what she is convinced are stolen elections.
The fact that Americans don't have the freedom to vote the way they want to, it has to be stolen.
Do you think you'll be able to trust whatever happens on Tuesday?
No, absolutely not.
But
anyway,
I mean, like, if Loeffler and Perdue win, do you think will you believe that? I assume that's who you support.
Why wouldn't we? I mean, why shouldn't I? Because we don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't lie.
You mean Republicans don't?
This Republican doesn't.
And Tanya, she's not alone. I mean, every Republican I've spoken to this weekend at rallies and get out the vote events has told me they are at minimum skeptical, even of their own Republican Secretary of State and governor, who have affirmed the validity of this election after three vote counts here in Georgia, all of which found that Biden was the winner. Now, certainly not all Republicans are buying that message from the president, most notably some top officials here in the state. But there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation, and it is being absorbed, at least by the party's base, to a large degree.
Yes, this woman you spoke with was very strong in her convictions. I mean, Democrats and Republicans are using all of these different strategies to get out the vote. But how are those efforts really playing out in these final hours when you have folks like the woman you spoke to who obviously nothing will change her mind?
Right. So Republicans have acknowledged they don't have the same kind of turnout operation that Democrats have been lauded for. Think of Stacey Abrams and other activists who've employed this very sophisticated get-out-the-vote strategy that includes door-knocking and texting and targeted voter outreach and education. That worked really well for Biden, won him a narrow victory in November, but the first victory for a Democrat in a presidential race here in almost 30 years. And Democrats are hoping that works for them in this runoff. Republicans, meanwhile, have also been canvassing, making a big final push. I've talked to folks from a couple of conservative Christian groups who are knocking doors in the past few days, and they especially need to turn out voters in the red rural areas outside of Atlanta where Republican support is strongest. So that's likely why President Trump chose rural Northwest Georgia to make his last big pitch to voters last night.
You know, one more thing, Sarah, I only have about 30 seconds with you, but this pandemic, so many people have descended on the state for these runoffs. Has concern for the rise in coronavirus changed the way people are campaigning and moving through Dalton today?
It has, and this is an area where you see the partisan divide once again. I mean, I've been at events for both parties, and you see everyone masked at Democratic events, and many, many people, if not most people, unmasked at Republican events. Fortunately, these are outside, but there is not a mask mandate in Georgia. It's just encouraged, mm-hmm. and you can kind of almost mm-hmm. tell where people fall politically based on masks.
Well, Sarah, stay safe. That's NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting from Georgia.
Thank you.